This is Rush to Reason.
You are going to shut your damn yapper and listen for a change, because I got you pegged, sweetheart. You want to take the easy way out because you're scared. And you're scared because if you try and fail, there's only you to blame. Let me break this down for you. Life is scary. Get used to it. There are no magical fixes.
With your host, John Rush.
My advice to you is to do what your parents did. Get a job, sir.
You haven't made everybody equal. You've made them the same, and there's a big difference.
Let me tell you why you're here. You're here because you know something. What you know you can't explain, but you feel it. You felt it your entire life, that there's something wrong with the world. You don't know what it is, but it's there. It is this feeling that has brought you to me.
Are you crazy?
Am I? Or am I so sane that you just blew your mind?
It's Rush to Reason, brought to you by Absolute Electrical Heating and Air, with your host, John Rush.
And I'm your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, John Zmerich, joining us now, stream.org. John, how are you today?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing?
We're doing very well. Thanks for joining us today. What's new at the stream?
Well, I've got a piece called Joe Biden Succeeded Where Benedict Arnold Failed, and our deep state was in on it. The stream has been reporting on the sheer extent of the military equipment that the Biden administration just left behind for the Taliban to collect in perfectly usable form. This is the greatest loss of military equipment in the history of warfare.
Mm-hmm.
It makes the Dunkirk evacuation look like the Normandy invasion. What we just gave the Taliban is equivalent to 85% of all the military aid Washington has given Israel since 1948. $85 to $90 billion in military equipment has been left to the Taliban and Al Qaeda, which are the same thing and are allied to China. That $85 to $90 billion is larger than the annual military budget for every nation in the world except the U.S. and China.
Mm-hmm.
So the Taliban now, thanks to U.S. government, has a larger military budget than Russia, Britain, India, and France.
John, I think it's the most horrifying thing I have just about ever seen in my entire life, that we just gave some of the worst people on earth that kind of weaponry. Makes me sick. Let me ask you one simple question. How much of this do you think was purposeful, that they wanted to do that, and how much was just stupidity?
I'm going to build up to that, but let's remember this is the same Joe Biden who doesn't want you to have an AR-14, as he says, who doesn't want us to be able to have our Second Amendment rights. He wants to disarm Americans. He just armed Al-Qaeda. On the 20th anniversary of 9/11, he gave them an $85 billion anniversary gift. Now, keep in mind, China has been an ally of the Taliban since the middle 1990s. They signed an aid and trade pact with them on September 11th, even after the planes hit the building. Okay? Joe Biden is a Chinese intelligence asset. The Hunter Biden laptop proves that hundreds of millions of dollars flowed into the Biden crime family from Chinese companies via Chinese intelligence assets.
Right.
Our media and our deep state colluded to refuse to report that. Our media, except for the New York Post and Tucker Carlson, we had an absolute media blackout, more effective than anything they managed in the Eastern Bloc. In the Eastern Bloc, Samizdat would get out. This didn't get out, and we had social media colluding with it. But worst of all, was the letter that a bunch of deep state officials, former directors of the CIA, FBI, Defense Intelligence Agency, Republican and Democrat, a bunch of Bush appointees, they issued a letter shortly before the election saying, we haven't seen the Hunter Biden laptop, but we think it's Russian disinformation. That turned the election. 17% of Biden voters said that if they'd known about the Hunter Biden laptop, they wouldn't have voted for him. So these deep state officials, knowing what was in that laptop, they had a general idea, knowing the Russians weren't behind it, consciously put out a lie in the media using all their credentials. And I've got an article at the stream called How the Deep State Lied Joe Biden into Office. listing all their credentials of all the offices they had served in. And that, then American voters gave that a lot of weight. If all the people who've been protecting our country for the last 30 years say this is Russian disinformation, well, then it probably is. Of course, it wasn't. And we know perfectly well that it wasn't. Joe Biden is in hock to China. And he just handed China $85 billion. This is up there with Benedict Arnold trying to sell West Point with all its soldiers to the British at the height of the Revolutionary War. George Washington wanted to hang Benedict Arnold for that.
And,
Joe Biden won't hang.
Yeah, and
Joe Biden won't hang.
No, he won't hang.
Will,
and you and I, John, are on, you know, toe to toe when it comes to our feelings on what happened here. I'm with you. This was a payback.
Let this be a consoling thought. There is an afterlife. There's a hell for men like Joe Biden.
Good point. John, as always,
we'll be served.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. Keep up the great work, John. You and I are in lock, stock, and barrel. I can't say it any better than you did. It's exactly what's happened.
All right, tomorrow, check out my column at the stream on the national disgrace that is George W. Bush.
We'll do it. John, I appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
All right, up next, Will Witt will be joining us. Don't go anywhere. Flesh and Beck is next. Kevin Flesh, and as I said earlier to a couple of listeners, if you've got any issues going on at work when it comes to, you know, the vaccine and so on, please give Kevin a call, 303-806-8886. That's Flesh and Beck Law Firm. It's F-L-E-S-C-H.
Some skills you only develop through practice. In October of this year, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law celebrates 25 years defending both civil and criminal cases. He has earned the tagline, trial tested, trial ready. In civil cases such as personal injury, your attorney has the burden of proof to persuade a jury that you deserve a certain sum of money in return for your pain and suffering. However, because only a small percentage of personal injury cases go to trial, most personal injury attorneys do not spend much time in the courtroom over the course of their careers. Kevin Flesh stands apart from the rest because he represents both criminal and civil cases. After an estimated couple hundred jury trials, Kevin has learned how a jury reacts to evidence. He knows how to gauge how much money a jury will likely award in your case. Trial tested, trial ready for 25 years. Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. Call now for a free consultation. 303-806-8886.
All right, folks, this week only, you can text KLZ to Absolute Electrical's phone number, 720-526-0231. Leave your information there as to how to contact you back, and you will get the Absolute Advantage membership for free. Again, 720-526-0231.
Absolute Electrical Heating and Air listens to their customers. After every AC installation, the customer service team at Absolute calls the homeowners to thank them for their patronage. During the phone call, they also ask about the customer's experience with Absolute. The leadership team at Absolute takes customer feedback seriously, implementing company-wide changes based on the responses they receive. Just in the past couple of months, Absolute has hired their first team of boiler techs based on customer demand, so they may serve homeowners with non-traditional heating systems this winter. Normally, HVAC companies have a hard time finding boiler techs because boilers require a very specific skill set. Fortunately for Absolute, techs want to work for a company that listens. Thanks to their 800 Google reviews, averaging 4.9 stars out of 5, Absolute attracts some of the most experienced talent in the industry. Call the team that listens. 720-526-0231.
For quality and service beyond compare, call Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
Stop by the Absolute Electrical booth at the Denver Home Show, September 17th through the 19th at the Colorado Convention Center.
K&R Home Transitions sets the bar higher for what you expect out of a real estate agent. Your realtor will receive thousands of dollars in commissions. You should expect a high level of personal investment in return. Catherine and Robin have invested their own time and money to become a certified home stager and a living-in-place professional. They will personally prepare your home for sale and handle all the marketing, including professional photography, video, print, and social media marketing. You invested hundreds of thousands of dollars in your house. Catherine and Robin of K&R Home Transitions honor your investment with their own. Experience the wow factor with two realtors and their talents for the price of one. Call 720-437-8210. That's 720-437-8210. Or visit kandrhometransitions.com. Catherine Pickering and Robin Lewis Oglesby, K&R Home Transitions, powered by Worth Clark Realty.
Putting reason into your afternoon drive. This is John Rush.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Andy, and Charlie. And Charlie's trying to get Will Witt lined up. If we do not, we will postpone him and get him back on at a later date. And by the way, appreciate all the text messages that have come in. And I have not had time to read all of them nor vet all of them out. But I will as time goes by. Trust me, I will go through and read them. I generally do. And again, I do appreciate the fact that you guys text us on a regular basis, because I don't ever just skip over any of them. I do read all of them. So thank you very much. I appreciate it very much.
John, going back to the taxes for just a second, okay? Because the wealthy do pay virtually all the income taxes in America. What has it done, do you think, for the work ethic of America when you have half the people in this country right now are simply not paying any income tax? Okay, they're paying little to no income tax whatsoever, and yet that is the half that is raking in all of these government benefits. So, to say they are net takers is just an unbelievable understatement. What has this done? Because right now we have all these people, you know, when you layer on top of that, the $300 a week that we had for so long added, you know, Trump started it, but Biden continued it when it was not needed anymore. Beginning of the year, we could have gotten rid of this.
Way past
everybody
what we
was
yes.
ready to hire.
Yes.
Okay, you combine those two things. What has this done for the ethic of people in America? Have we created a hopelessly lazy society?
I would say yes, we have.
I mean, how do we get it back? Because you've got half the country that is Bernieized. Yeah, I'm sorry, Mike. It's your guy, okay? That is Bernieized, that is not paying anything. Oh, but they pay other taxes, you know. Yeah, they pay other taxes, which are a trifling compared to what the wealthy pay when they buy a yacht. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think it's fair to say that just because they pay some sales tax.
So what?
And they may pay some property tax on the home they own, and if they don't own, they're paying it through the rent they pay. Okay, great. I get that. But outside of that, what are they paying?
Yeah. What are you paying for your income tax? And by the way, what are you getting to do nothing? Okay, when you look at all the things they get, you know as well as I do, it's not just unemployment or welfare. You know, there's food stamps. The stuff we have an enormous population right now in America that's just raking it in while other people work. And now when we need people to get back to work, I just don't know, John.
Prior to the pandemic,
we've got to cut them off.
I don't know what the factor is now, but prior to the pandemic, and I've done shows on this before, and this is legit. I'm not lying to you guys, and I'm not giving you any sort of inflated figures, but prior to the pandemic, you could live in Hawaii, quote unquote, homeless, taking all of the benefits that they have, and it equated to about $65,000 a year. I'm not exaggerating, Andy.
Yeah.
That's how much you could, in the state of Hawaii, gain off of all of the government programs that are there. That's just one example.
Now, of course, they're having a recall election today in California. I think it's going to go down. I don't think it'll. It's just too blue of a state. Too blue. But we're hoping.
They're still going to vote for the old communist dictator Newsom, huh?
Absolutely. But this is what it gets to when you have when the takers so drastically outnumber the makers.
Right.
That is the worst thing. That is why democracy is not a great thing. That's why you want a republic, not a democracy.
Thank you.
And I look at what they have in California right now when you have a one-party state and all you have are all the producers are fleeing that state. I don't know. I don't know how we turn back the clock, because under Trump, we had incredible employment numbers.
Mm-hmm.
All these people were going to jobs. They were learning what it was like to be needed. To
Andy,
pay taxes.
We, on top of that, we had one of the best, well, we had the best economy this country's known in eons.
Yeah. That's what we
Which,
had.
By the way, is why China wanted to take it down.
Right.
That's a side note.
China infected the world.
On purpose.
Yeah, and they're literally getting off the hook for infecting
Scott-free.
The world
yes.
because the only person that who would have held them to account is who? Donald Trump.
Nobody else would.
No, nobody else would.
Right.
Why? Because the unique thing about Donald Trump was he had his own money. He was in nobody's pocket.
Right.
And I never, you know, I got to be honest. I had already looked at all these politicians and felt, well, yeah, but they all need donors. They all need this. They all need that. And if you get some rich guy, you know, maybe it's just a rich guy with an agenda or axe to grind, and it's not going to do any better. I had never thought about the value that somebody like Donald Trump would bring to the table until he actually came to the table. And for the first time, we had somebody
right.
on our side of the table negotiating with the world for the
right.
American people rather than himself.
Great point. Great point. And well stated. Joe is next. Joe, what's going on? So, welcome back, by the way.
All right, thanks. By the way, one thing I forgot. He said, you know, Bezos didn't pay any taxes. He hasn't seen Jeff Bezos' tax return.
And by the way, you know, and just my feeling, Joe, you
well,
know.
He said Tim.
Well, it doesn't matter whether it's Tim Cook, Jeff Bezos, or Donald Trump. My feeling, Joe, is it's nobody's business, mine included.
Right. Yeah, and they conflate. Well, maybe there was a year when Amazon didn't, but Jeff Bezos is a minority shareholder. He does not own Amazon.
No.
And nobody's seen Jeff Bezos' tax return.
Nor should they, by the way. And by the way, the reason I say that, everybody listening, do you want your personal tax records being shown all over creation? We have a right to privacy, Joe. They do, so do we. None of that ever needs shared as far as I'm concerned.
Absolutely correct. I want to get back to Biden's lie about we're going to cut taxes on the middle class. It's tough to cut taxes on people who are paying next to nothing.
Yeah, here's when they're not paying anything, how do you cut it, Joe? Give them a rebate?
For you. Here's a question. The median income in the U.S. is $61,372. If you're a family of four with two children under the age of 17 making $61,000 a year and you're just taking the standard deduction, do you know what your federal tax liability is?
One second. Are you saying both parents are making the 61 or just one?
No, household income.
Gotcha. Okay. Go ahead.
Filing jointly, $61,372, household income. You got two kids under 17.
You're paying nothing.
Well, it's $114. You're paying $8.50 a month.
It's nothing.
You're paying
peanuts.
Nothing.
You're paying nothing.
How do you cut $100? How do you? What sort of?
You give them a free Chick-fil-A sack every month.
Yeah. Now, and if you're making
I'm joking, but really, Joe, to your point, you can't. There's no way. There's no way to cut.
All
that.
You can do is increase the money you're giving to these people.
Right.
Right. And if you're making $60,000, if that family is only making $60,000. They're actually paying negative income taxes. They get back more than 100% of everything that was withheld from their paychecks.
Yeah, and what I was just going to say is the only way you can actually give them a cut is to increase that dollar amount you just gave.
Right. So there's when he talks about a middle, and I've heard him say this half a dozen times. Every speech he gives, he talks about a middle class tax cut. You can't cut taxes for people who aren't paying taxes.
Right. Right. Doesn't exist. It's impossible.
It doesn't exist.
Mathematically, doesn't work.
Okay, so Joe, what happens if he does lower that percentage that they are supposedly paying? We know that percentage goes away with the write-offs, but if he lowers that, aren't we just going to have more people who are net takers now?
Absolutely, because the people who are paying $114, you know, $850 a month in federal income taxes will now become net tax receivers.
Yep.
Of course, it won't help because as inflation will eat it all up. I mean, you know, price of gas, price of food, price of electricity is going to eat it all up. So he'll give a tax cut, you know, he'll give a rate cut to say, okay, we're going to lower the rate from 15% to 13%. It won't make any difference. You might go from $114 a year paying to $114 a year receiving. That's a $200 swing, but how quickly is that going to get eaten up with inflation?
Well, and he's proposing, you know, I think this is good to go through real quick. There's a graph in the Wall Street Journal of what they call it the White House proposal, but let's face it, it's the Biden proposal versus what the House Democrats are proposing versus what they are currently. So let's just go through the list. There's only four things here. Long-term capital gains on dividends. He wants roughly 40%, 39.6. They're currently 20. The Democrats are going to compromise and propose 25%. The top marginal income rate for individuals right now is 37. He wants 40, and the Dems agree they're going to basically run it up to the 40. Corporate taxes are currently 21%.
Well, 40 plus a surcharge.
Correct, plus a surcharge, correct.
Right.
So the corporate side, we're at 21%. Joe wants 28. The Dems are going to compromise at 26.5%. The minimum on foreign income of U.S. companies right now is 10.5%. The Dems want 16.6, and Joe wants 21. And then you just said a moment ago, Joe, on top of that, he wants basically a surcharge, if you would, on those making over X amount of money, period.
Right. Now, two things. That all assumes that nothing changes. You know, the fable of the goose that killed the golden eggs. You know, last year we had the largest outflux of millionaires in this country. They renounced their citizenship. They left the country.
Yeah, they left. They went away. Correct.
They left, which means they're not paying U.S. taxes anymore. Let's talk about foreign corporations. More than half the goods sold in this country are made by you know, Sony, Nissan, Toyota, Honda. Those, they have all established they've all established U.S. subsidiaries like Honda USA,
right.
Toyota USA. Now, right. They have the ability through transfer pricing to decide which
the money goes.
Right. They're going to decide, do we want to show the profit in the U.S. or
do we
want to show the profit at the headquarters? Now, for years...
And real quick, Joe, because I understand that, and I know Andy does, but I'm sure we've got listeners that, and I'm not saying listeners are dumb by any means, but this is a little bit more technical, and I don't want to get into all the weeds, but in a you know, 1,000-foot view, explain what you just said so folks understand what they're doing there.
Okay, if I'm Honda and I have a U.S. subsidiary and I'm shipping, even though I'm building cars in Tennessee, I'm building those cars with engines and transmissions that I get from the parent company.
Right.
And the parent company literally sells them to me, sells them to the subsidiary.
Right.
It's called transfer pricing.
Right.
So the parent company looks at Japan's tax rate and they looks at U.S. tax rate and they say, who's got the lower tax rate? Oh, the U.S.
In other words, where do I want to put the profit?
Where do I want to show the profit? And when Trump dropped the corporate tax rate down, Honda said, you know, we're better off making the profit in the U.S. because Japan doesn't double tax profits. So Japan's tax rate is 25%, U.S. is 21%. Let's cut the price on those engines and transmissions and let Honda USA make a profit and we'll pay the U.S. tax. You take it back up, and the first thing Honda and Toyota and Nissan is going to do...
Sure. Right. And by the way, for everybody listening, this is all happening without any jobs being shifted overseas. This is simply clerical things companies do to save on taxes as needed, Joe. Has nothing to do with the workers are or are not, right?
Right. And they're simply going to jack up the transfer pricing on those expensive components. Honda USA, Nissan USA, Panasonic USA will no longer show any U.S. profits, will no longer pay U.S. taxes. Japan will be the beneficiary. And by the way, it's also Korea, LG, Samsung, they'll all be the beneficiaries, and those tax dollars will flee. And all of Biden's projections are based upon the same amount of profits being reported in the U.S. by those foreign corporations. Those foreign profits will go to zero so fast it'll make your head spin.
Yeah, all of his projections are based on them not doing any of what you just described,
right?
Which is ludicrous.
Yeah. They're not stupid. They didn't get to be the giants they are by being stupid.
Right.
And the minute that the U.S. tax rates become higher than the Korean tax rate or the Japanese tax rate or the Chinese tax rates, all of those profits will cease being made in the U.S. and there will be no taxes paid on those sales. So they'll sell a couple of million cars. Honda, Nissan, Toyota will sell a couple of million cars in this country. You won't see a tax dollar. Income tax dollar from any of them. Japan and Korea will be the and the same thing with refrigerators and washing machines. Korea and Japan will be the beneficiary of those increased corporate tax rates.
You're correct. Joe, as always, I appreciate it, sir, very much. Have a great evening. Will Witt now is joining us. And Will, thanks for joining us. I appreciate it. In fact, we're going to push off our break so we can just get right to you. Thanks for joining us. You got a book out now, How to Win Friends and Influence Enemies, Taking on Liberal Arguments with Logic and Humor. Most people would probably recognize you on YouTube, PragerU, all sorts of places. Welcome to Rush to Reason.
Hey, thanks for having me on, man.
We appreciate it very much. You guys, you do a great job. And for those of you that are listening, you've seen, whether you know it or not, you've most likely seen Will on, you know, videos all over the place, probably even ones that some of your other folks have sent you that show up in your inbox with links to. Will does a lot of man-on-the-street work, correct, Will?
I do, yeah.
So why the book? I mean, what got you going on this end of it on top of all the other things that you do in life on a daily basis?
Well, I think a lot of people have seen the Man on the Street videos, right? And I always get asked in my videos about how I stay so calm when talking to people. And I do, because the reason that I do that is because I want to change people's minds. And so this book is essentially everyone's guide where they get to take Will Witt's job. It gives you the questions, it gives you the facts and the persuasion strategies that you can use so that we in America can actually have good conversations. You know, I feel like there's a lot of political people who make books as kind of like their next career step or you know, something like that. And I made it because I want to help people. I see on social media every day, even in my comments, people just going after mm-hmm. each other. And right. I know that we can have better conversations.
You know, Will, one thing I like in the title is that you're not saying how to out-debate your enemies, but rather how to influence your enemies. Because I would say the biggest problem we have with the left in general, especially the young left, is flat out they don't want to listen. So how do you even...
And their facts are incorrect, so you've got to get them to realize that they have to listen to even know what the facts actually are.
Exactly. They've been so indoctrinated into wrong facts
right.
that they don't even want to listen to you. How do you break through that wall, first of all, to get them to listen and then to influence?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. It's like, instead, imagine I'm talking to someone about climate change, and I go up to someone and I say, climate change isn't that big of a deal, right? They're going to automatically not be in a very good mood by me saying that. But if I go up to them and say, why do you think the Earth is going to end in 12 years? They're going to have a lot different conversation with me, right? So it's about asking the right questions. That's what my book does. It gives people actual questions that they can use, because the questions are how you're not changing their mind. They are changing their own mind because
right.
they can't answer the questions that you give them. So that's how you do it.
Yeah, and by the way, this is not, and I'm glad you did the book, because it's not the easiest thing for a lot of people to do, because let's face it, most people on both sides of the aisle will just want to mandate their ideals and their thoughts on the next person without backing them up with facts or getting the other person, to your point a moment ago, to change their own mind on their own way, because much like raising kids, which I've done too many times over, you can't force feed anything to them either. You've got to get them to think on their own. This is the same situation.
Yeah, I mean, that's exactly right. And most of the people, like another thing I get asked when watching my videos, people say, how do you not just burst out laughing at how stupid their answers are? And it's like, most of these students, they're not stupid. Many
right.
of them could be smarter than my listeners. They've just been brainwashed and indoctrinated.
Right.
So it's not like we want to just go out there and always be making red meat conservative content that's only going to impress people on our side. We have to go out there with our pinnacle principle, going out and saying we want to change people's minds. We have to change the culture that way by changing how people in politics actually talk to each other.
Well, I think we're at such a unique period in our country's history. And what I mean is this: all of these young people are completely influenced from one side, dominance, okay? Be it media, academia, entertainment, the sports industry, everywhere they go, the tech titans,
mm-hmm.
everywhere they go and are influenced is coming from one side. So when you come to them and ask them a question, well, why do you believe that? They haven't been challenged. And so it just seems that your approach is such a unique one that's going to be so much more effective, because you're saying ask a quick question, because you're talking to people who have never been challenged and can't answer.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's the point. Everything in America today is dominated by the left. And I mean, that's a really sad thing. But I know there is hope, because if you guys read the book, in the first chapter of the book, I talk about my journey. I was on the left. I was an atheist. And I wasn't just an atheist.
So was Andy, by the way. So you two are in the same
camp.
Yeah,
I was a Marxist atheist, too.
You guys are together.
See? Look, that's good. But you can see that these ideas of conservatism, these common sense ideas, are so good that even someone who's on the left as far as we were can turn around.
Oh, yeah.
So you can have these kind of conversations and change people's minds. It's just about actually putting yourself as a conservative in a brave situation. Most conservatives are too scared to actually go and talk to people or put their ideas out there, and that's the wrong way. This is why we lose, because we're too scared to have these conversations. So conservatives need to be more brave to actually go and do it, and then be brave enough and smart enough to go and have the right conversation.
Okay, Will, we're talking about some of the wise things that you say we should do. What are some of the dumb things that we on our side do that really buttress the argument, build it up, that we are the bad guy?
Well, I think that conservatives nowadays don't actually stand for the principles that they talk about. And mm-hmm. I think that's probably the biggest problem with our our side. I mean, look at some of these people in Congress. You had Paul Ryan in the past talking about immigration and saying that he was actually going to do something about it. He did nothing. The other rhinos in Washington right now who say they support free speech and then take millions of dollars from Google and lobbying and don't do anything about big tech censorship. And I think that's our biggest problem. I think it is conservatives, or quote-unquote Republicans, conservatives, who claim that they have these values, claim that they have these interests, but they don't actually support it. And so something that we have to do as conservatives is actually look for people and say, who are the ones who are actually doing the work to stand up for our values and support them and stop being fooled by the people who are just as bad as the Democrats?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. You know, Will, the advice that you give in your book, is it helpful for the average person? And what I mean is this. The average conservative is not Will Witt. They're not as skilled at this. They don't come from the left. And also, let's face it, they don't have your sense of humor. You're a very funny guy, and people gravitate toward that naturally. Does the advice that you give in your book help the average person reach out?
Yeah, I mean, that's why I made the book. That's why I wrote the book, for average people, because I feel like there's a lot of very smart people in the conservative or freedom space. You know, you got Jordan Peterson, Ben Shapiro, Charlie Kirk, and these guys provide amazing information for people that is, you know, top of the line type of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I made my book. I by definition, in my opinion, am a populist. That's what I am. I believe in, you know, the working class people. And so I made this for the average American. That's like, hey, you're on your campus and you don't know, really, you're not confident in your beliefs, you don't know how to talk to people, read this chapter on racism to go and talk to people about this in your sociology class. Or, you know, the person at work who wants to talk about election fraud and they want to use the questions in my book because they don't feel strong enough to do it regardless. I mean, this would be, I would say, the quintessential average, everyday American conservative book. I think that I really mean that anyone can use this book.
All right, how do they buy it? That's the next question.
You can go anywhere where books are sold, Amazon, Books a Million, online, Center Street, anywhere books are sold. You can pre-order now. The book comes out in 1 week from today, actually.
Okay, 1 week from today. So they can pre-order. It'll ship as soon as it comes out, and away they go.
Yeah, it should. I think if you order the book now, you should be able to get it by the 21st, actually, if you
awesome.
Order on Amazon.
Awesome. So. All right, good stuff. Will, I appreciate it. Thanks for joining us and calling us back, and sorry for the delay. It's just been one of those days here on air. That's just how things go sometimes.
All good. I feel like all the days are sometimes like that.
Hey, can I say one last thing? Your book is just in time for back to school.
Yes. Yes.
Yes, yes. For parents, it's a great gift for your kids.
Perfect.
For going off to college, going off to high school so they can be equipped in their classrooms. I think it's the perfect gift for them.
Will Witt, I appreciate How to Win Friends and Influence Enemies, Taking on Liberal Arguments with Logic and Humor. You heard him a moment ago. Order it today. You'll probably get it by next week. Will, again, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it.
You bet. Appreciate it very much. Let's take a quick timeout. Affordable Interest Mortgage is next. Kurt Rogers, by the way. Anything you need when it comes to your mortgage and you've thought, hey, I'd like to invest some money in something else, but hey, I don't have all the money to go out and buy a rental property full bore, you can finance that with a mortgage, and Kurt can show you how. 720-895-0500.
Can you believe how low rates are staying? Still in the twos. Back in the 40s and the 50s, rates were in the 5 to 6% range. How much longer are you going to wait? Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, 720-895-0500. Your home has never been worth more. Take AIM to get that lower rate or shorten your term. Lower your payment and pay thousands less in interest. It's your money. Call 720-895-0500 now. Affordable Interest Mortgage. Locally owned and family operated since 2001. Are you ready for the future financially? Many of our clients have the ability to access their equity for 30 years without raising their payments now. This prepares them for those speed bumps of life. Ask how you can become mortgage safe too. Take AIM, 720-895-0500, where a reputation of putting you first and listening to you is unmatched in Colorado. Call 720-895-0500 now so you can focus on what's important, family. Regulated by DOR, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
All right. Hey, my boys sent me a image of Falcon, Colorado, which is just down south towards Colorado Springs, and literally looked like it snowed from all the hail that fell. So if you're worried about your roof, what condition it's in, how well will it hold up to hail in a hailstorm, have RoofMax come out, Dave Hart, and inspect it and tell you exactly what he can or can't do when it comes to your roof. 303-710-6916 or find him on the website, rushtoreason.com.
RoofMax is the fountain of life for your roof and will bring your shingles back to life. The natural oils in the asphalt protect your roof as weather and temperature cause the material to expand and contract daily. This oil gradually evaporates over time, causing your shingles to dry out and lose their flexibility. You may start to see your shingles cracking, breaking, streaking, and curling. Granules may begin flaking off. RoofMax could reverse minor curling, cracking, and granule loss to make your shingles like new again. The water-soluble plant-based treatment extends the life of your roof by at least 5 years, guaranteed. Call Dave Hart now for a free assessment of your asphalt shingles. 303-710-6916. He will go anywhere from the eastern slope to the eastern Colorado border and from Cheyenne to the southern border. Mention Rush to Reason for $100 off your treatment. 303-710-6916.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thanks for joining us, myself, Andy, and Charlie. And again, really appreciate Will Witt joining us a moment ago. And he is a, how should I say this, very intelligent young man that does a very good job of doing things I really have a hard time doing, staying calm, collect, and talking to the other side in a way where he actually gets them to look at things his way, and in a lot of ways changes their mind. You can just see it, the look on their face when they start to realize that, whoa, maybe I need to go rethink what I've been taught or what I've been thinking all these years. So really enjoy having him, and I appreciate him joining us. All right, I talked about this earlier. I was gonna get into a little bit more now, and I will. And I'm not saying that I am for this, because I'm not, but I do think it sends a signal. And what I mean by I'm not for it is, I said this earlier to those of you calling in asking about the vaccines and your job and should you stay, should you leave, and I'm one that says I would stay and fight. Now, on the same token, I do believe that there are movements that can make a great statement. In this particular case, that's what's trying to be done in this particular situation. It's called the Great American Walkout. It started yesterday. It runs all week. It's actually a movement. There have been announcements made on it and so on. And really what it is, it's a call for Americans to take stand against the vaccine mandates by walking out of their jobs or schools. Now, again, I'm not saying that I am for that or against it. I think this is a decision like the vaccine where you need to make up that decision or make up your mind on your own. I would be very careful in quitting your job over a vaccine mandate, knowing that you have rights most likely with that job. And I would have, me personally, I would have legal counsel before just throwing in the towel. That's me personally.
Yeah, I mean, obviously I love the idea of the walkout.
I
get it. The idea of the walkout. My concern is endangering your job. I mean, that to me scares me. It just scares me really bad. I don't want to suddenly hear, let's say a few weeks from now, that a bunch of my conservative friends tell me on Facebook how they lost their job.
And this one is affecting in particular. Now, it goes beyond this, but they in particular are trying to get police officers, firefighters, medics, educators, and parents involved in this. And again, I get where they're going with this, and I'm not saying I'm against it by any way, shape, or form. But again, I'm like Andy. I would not want to be an individual that said, oh, yeah, hey, just quit your job, and then all of a sudden you have no income. I don't want to be that guy.
Well, they're saying walk out for, you know, a day or an afternoon. But, John, legally, that's job abandonment.
I know. You can get canned for that.
Well, you can get canned, and they can rightly say, you abandoned your post.
I know.
We don't owe you a thing.
I know. And that's where I struggle with this a little bit, because I would not want to put – me personally, I would not want to put somebody else's job in jeopardy by telling him to do something like this.
Yeah, and let me add another aspect. May I?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Places where they are going to have these vaccine mandates that they're going to put on you are generally run by liberals, mm-hmm. by and large. The people who want to walk out are generally conservatives. Liberals want to find conservatives and fire them get them out. Liberals love to get conservatives out of their organization. You're helping them.
Just helping them. You're right,
that's
Andy.
My concern, John.
Mine too. I everything you just said, I agree wholeheartedly. I just don't want to give them that ammunition. Not saying that we shouldn't take a stand and people should know where we are and what we stand, you know, how we stand on things and so on. But this is your job. This is your livelihood. This is what's paying the mortgage and feeding the family. This is a little different situation than not going to Chick-fil-A because you don't like who they just donated to.
Right.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. You're not boycotting a business.
It's a little different. It's You're a lot different, by the way.
Yeah. Yeah. And I would be very careful about doing this, John. I would. And like I was saying earlier, let's keep in mind that a lot of lawsuits are going to come out very quickly on this. And you can have the option to get tested weekly.
And I think that's very important what Andy just said a moment ago. And I, again, my advice, and we said this earlier even to Craig and his wife, would be wait and see what happens.
Yep.
Don't throw in the towel yet. There will be, and already are, lawsuits and things like that being formed and you know, being handled as we speak right now. They were happening immediately after the announcement was made.
Yeah, the one difference is unions. Now, if you're part of police union, nurse, okay, that's different. You have bargaining power at that point. But
right.
Folks, if you're not in that kind of a situation, no.
I would be extremely careful is what I'm saying.
Me too.
And again, I just want to make this announcement. It's there. You're going to see it. You're going to see it all over social media and places like that. And again, I just want to make sure that everybody understands on the front side, you know, kind of what this is all about, what's entailed with it, where we stand on it, and so on. And I'm like Andy. I would never encourage somebody to quit their job without having all of the facts, figures, and things in front of them to make a wise decision. And you know, this is one of those situations I tell people all the time, don't buy a car on emotion. Don't quit your job on emotion either.
Right. You know, what's really sad, John, is that if you walked out for a left-wing reason, you'd be perfectly safe.
Mm-hmm.
If you walked out for anything woke, for BLM.
Well, if you walked out for, if you walked out for any of those, you'd be no problems whatsoever.
We've already seen it. You'd be perfectly safe.
That's right.
But, folks, we know it's a two-tiered justice system in America, but don't endanger yourself.
Yeah, and again, folks, stay the course. Those of you that have jobs that may be impacted by this, stay the course. Look at all of your options. And you guys are always going to hear me say this, I'm not going to change my position on this any way, shape, or form. I still believe I'm not an anti-vaxxer. Andy's not an anti-vaxxer. Charlie's not an anti-vaxxer. The reality is we want you to be able to make that choice for your own health yourself and not be forced when it comes to that decision.
Right.
I don't want you to be forced because your job relies on it. I don't want you to be forced because your pastor or your church says to do it. I don't want you to be forced because Uncle Joe says you need to do it, or Governor Polis says you need to do it. I want you to make those choices based upon what you feel is best for you and you alone.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. I mean,
no other reason.
You and I, neither one of us have gotten the shot.
No.
And we've done this because of research. We've looked into numbers, a lot of numbers.
And a lot of other things on top of even the numbers.
Yes.
And again, that's you and me. I'm not saying that's okay for the next person. You have to go make your own decisions, you know, if you're the next person. I had somebody call me the other day and say, you know, John, what would you do? And here is my answer. I can't tell you what you should do, but I'll tell you what I'm doing. Here's the facts and figures that I know. Here's the things that I know may or may not affect me. You know, here's where I'm coming at this from. You now have to go make your own decision on your own facts and you know, fact finding and the figures that you determine and the thought process behind it and what you've looked at and so on and so forth.
Yeah. And it is, I guess what really scares me going beyond this for a moment, and do we have a break right now?
No, we're fine. Go ahead. Okay. Keep going. You're fine.
Is how the Biden administration literally told OSHA this summer, I think it was in July, to no longer require businesses, do you know this? To no longer require businesses to report any problems people had with vaccines.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. No. When you require vaccines, when you offer this, you have to report every time they have any kind of a, you know,
right,
a reaction,
side effect,
any
right, problem.
Side effect.
Right.
They literally took that away in July, I believe it was July, maybe June. And so the Biden administration literally used OSHA to stop the reporting of these things. So when they're doing that kind of stuff and then you hear, gee, we're not hearing a lot of problems with it, folks, they're messing with the numbers.
It's because, yeah, the numbers are tweaked. And that's my whole problem with all of this, including even a lot of what Governor Polis and a lot of other statesmen, quote unquote, are saying as well. And even these guys that are coming out, Polis included, you know, they're stating a lot of misinformation. And I don't know whether they're being misinformed and they're just believing what they're being told, or they're just in it for all it's worth, and they're going to say it no matter what, and they know the facts and figures they're giving are wrong. I don't know. I don't know their motives, folks. I'm not them. I can't answer for that. But what I can say is, in a lot of cases where, you know, Polis, for example, I believe it was yesterday or the day before, talking about how many hospital beds are taken up by, you know, in ICU are taken up by unvaccinated COVID patients. He's wrong in his facts and figures that he gave out. He can't back those up, nor will he in a speech. He just off the cuff says so. Wrong, folks.
Totally wrong. Oh, and by the way, really quick, that thing I just said that Biden with OSHA, that was documented by Laura Logan.
Okay, perfect.
From Fox, so fully documented.
Perfect.
I'm not just throwing it out there.
All right, Novus Auto Glass, by the way, is up next, folks. Anything you need when it comes to your windshield, the safety of fixing a crack or a pit, you name it, they can take care of all of that. They work with all insurance companies as well, and it's really easy. Just go to rushtoreason.com, look for Novus, or go to klzradio.com, fill out the form, and we'll send you the free windshield bandages.
I heard about Novus Glass on John Rush's Rush to Reason radio show. And I know that John would not go with a company that he did not believe was a great company to work with. And so with him backing Novus Auto Glass, we felt confident that that was a good company. When I called them, I was looking for mobile service out to Elbert County, and they were very accommodating. My insurance company initially told me that they were not a preferred provider with our insurance company. And they went above and beyond with doing a three-way call with my insurance company and got everything squared away to replace three windshields for us without any money out of our pocket except for our deductible. I can't think of another windshield replacement company that we've ever worked with that has been like Novus. I would call them every time now when we need a windshield replaced.
KLZradio.com/glass.
All right, Extreme Auto Repairs next, folks. Don't forget, 10% off any maintenance or repairs all through the month of September. You can also get Cooper tires at cost. Go to klzradio.com, look for Extreme there, or you can call them direct, 303-841-1071.
The team at Extreme Auto Repair doesn't make excuses. Right now, auto repair shops across the country have full lots because nobody can find the parts they need. Delays in the supply chain have led to nationwide shortages, so suppliers have started raising prices. Smaller shops run by one or two guys just don't have the time or resources to spend hours on the phone hunting down parts. Corporate chains don't care enough to even try. The team at Extreme Auto Repair takes every delay personally. They don't believe in sitting back and hoping things will get better, nor will they gouge their customers. Thanks to their buying power, the team at Extreme Auto has more leverage than a one- or two-person shop, along with the manpower to locate parts. They're working harder to protect their customers by maintaining competitive prices and wait times. Fill out the contact form now at klzradio.com/extreme for an exclusive Rush to Reason discount. Extreme Auto Repair in Parker. Promises kept.
We insure a lot of small business, and we have since 1984. And in fact, that's a big part of our clientele.
Call Paul Lenigro and his team at Group Insurance Analysts. Ask about options for your small business. 303-423-0162.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Winding things down, got about a minute left. Myself, Andy Pate, and you wanted to refer a study.
Yeah, really quick here. There's a study cited in The Atlantic that says in the year 2021, nearly 50%, I think 48% of those who are quote-unquote COVID hospitalizations are either people who were admitted for reasons totally unrelated to COVID, and then they just happen to be tested for COVID, right? Because, it's a virus. Mm-hmm. It's everywhere. Mm-hmm. Or they had very mild or asymptomatic altogether. And so
this is coming from The Atlantic, the right-wing conservative publication.
It's a left-wing publication.
Oh, okay, just checking, Andy.
And this was they looked at 50,000 COVID hospital admissions at more than 100 VA hospitals across country. So this was done on VA hospitals. And basically, this idea that there's this unbelievable surge in COVID hospitalizations is largely boosted simply by the fact that COVID's everywhere, and we have more people in hospitals right now.
Well said. Andy, I appreciate it very much. We'll have a you guys have a great evening. If you missed anything during the first hour, please remember to catch it next between 6 and 7. Otherwise, you can catch it on our podcast, RushToReason.com. We'll be back tomorrow, Health and Wellness Wednesday. Myself, Andy, and Charlie signing off. Have a great evening. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush.